I would say it out of this set here, you know, to take 3 out of 4 points, we like the fact that we're able to do that. The other part of the game here tonight is obviously you have some opportunities on your power play to get the complete set of points, pulling 4 out of here. But some things out of that game, I thought you go into that third period, they score a real momentum goal against. Anytime a goal is scored against or for you at the end of a second period, those are always important moments. But I liked our response. I thought we came back, we outshot them in the third period. We didn't sit back and hang our heads. So those are some good things. But missed opportunity at 4 points, but three out of the possible four set is we can live with against a very good team, Milwaukee.
After struggling with some injuries through large parts of this year, are you starting to find some chemistry with your lines, especially the Patan-Armia duo?
Yeah, we are. We, you know, we were missing Fraser for a portion there. Obviously, Thomas Raffel for a large portion of the season. Nick Patan up in Winnipeg. So once you add those players back, Joel Armia, the ability to have some continuity to the lines, the chances to have some guys that are offensive playmakers put together, that's always, as a coaching staff, something to look for, to build some sort of chemistry and keep those units together. It's a challenge at the American Hockey League with call-ups that take place here, but for the most part, we've been able to keep those guys together the last couple games.
Do you feel the team is missing any particular element as far as putting a consistent streak of wins together, you know, whether it's speed or skill or battle or maybe just experience?
Well, I would say right now, when we look at our game, we talk about making sure that we're playing the right way, talk about making sure that we're correcting mistakes that are happening, building off a lot of the positives that are taking place. And that's our focus right now, is are we being aware enough to recognize how we need to get better and taking that through our practice and rolling that into our games? Yes, we are. Is there areas that we've been strong at when we continue to build that? For sure there is. But it's a matter of, again, consistency for young individuals is always a challenge. But those guys are starting to really take hold of what the American League is about.
Josh Morris, you got his first goal of the season tonight. I'm just wondering, from your point of view, where is his game at?
I like Josh's game a lot these last two. I thought he looked very confident with the puck. I thought he showed a lot of poise for a young defenseman. He's obviously an offensive-minded player. His reads on when to get up the ice and when to hold back have been really good. It takes time for young defensemen. It's the hardest position in hockey to really develop at, and I felt Josh the last little while has started to get some traction.
Power play in terms of not only not producing goals, how much of an issue is it momentum-wise? Is it
defensive? Without a doubt, it is. You have offensive-minded guys that are put on the power play to score goals. That's how they get their points for a good percentage of it. So anytime they're unable to execute and get those points that they want on the power play and give our team a chance, there is frustration that sets in.
Do you think it's a coincidence at all that when Kitchen's out, Morrissey gets more opportunity and plays one of his best games of the year?
No. Both those defensemen are balanced out between one usually runs one power play in Josh Morrissey, and when Brendan Kitchen's in, he runs the other power play unit. So we do miss him on that one unit, speaking of Brendan Kitchen. But no, ice time-wise, it's shared well between offensively between those two defensemen.
How do you keep the momentum of getting 3 to 4 going into Wednesday and Thursday?
Well, again, whenever you're at this point, when you have a lot of new faces, you continue to teach. You take some of the momentum out of this game here, and especially last night's. But you realize that you can't let teams hang around. You have opportunities to capitalize on your special teams. You got to make sure that you're doing that. You can't let teams like Milwaukee stay in the game.